Wilson told chamber members on Wednesday that changes in the national economy tend to reach Alaska about 2 years after hitting the lower 48.
So I think that in the next couple of years, we're really going to be feeling it worse than we are right now. And that's where you guys can come in, because you guys are the business leaders of this community. And the business leaders of this community have to help legislators and give them ideas of what they can do as legislators to help make it a better business environment for the state.
Wilson is seeking her sixth term in the state house. The second district she represents includes Sitka, Petersburg, and Wrangell. She says if reelected, she will continue pushing for a transportation infrastructure fund that will help improve Southeast ferry service, among other state transit needs. Wilson is chairwoman of the Transportation Committee, but her attempt to establish the fund this session was thwarted.
We got it through the House, got it all the way through the Senate, and then it got stuck in the Finance Committee because the Finance Committee wanted to spend money on other things. But that bill is something that I think the state needs, and I think it's something that we really need to think about.
The money for the transportation fund would come from Alaska's fuel tax and vehicle registration fees. In Southeast Alaska, it's hard to talk about transportation without talking about the Alaska Marine Highway System. The ferry network is frequently a topic during political campaigns, especially in Sitka, which sees less frequent service than many other communities. Democrat Reber Stein, who will face the winner of the GOP primary in the fall, peppered Wilson with questions about ferry service.
Let's see, you didn't support a $2 million assistance to the international or the Inter Island Ferry Authority, and
no, that's
you
not true.
Was there not?
We put the money in the governor vetoed it.
That was Wilson in the background saying that's not true before citing the governor's veto. After discussion of the Inter Island Ferry Authority, Stein broadened his question, asking Wilson where she stands on providing services to smaller communities in Southeast.
The ferry system is our highway, number one. We have to have it, but we also have to be able to afford it. And before we start adding more places that the ferry is going to serve, it would be nice to be able to get up to the service that we had at one time in the other areas. In other words, I'm not going to endorse going to New Island when Sitka isn't getting their fare, you know, that Sitka isn't being served. So I think we have to look at what we can afford and what are we going to keep spreading out and getting more service to more people, or are we going to try to at least keep up the service that we have?
Wilson and Samuelson will face off in Tuesday's primary for the Republican nomination. The winner of that contest faces Stein in November's general election. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.